Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast and welcome to another episode of Fat Talks by Tomi. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for always tuning in. A special thanks to everybody who listened and shared the last episode on overwhelm. Of course, that leads me to today's topic. As promised, this is the second part of the two-part series, Overwhelmed, Let's Fix It. Last week, we touched on different reasons why you are overwhelmed, and I did give suggestions on how to manage your overwhelm and possibly even conquer your overwhelm. I'll do a quick recap. I think the first point I made was you are overwhelmed because you haven't learned the fine art of saying no. We have to say no more, people. I also talked on how you lacked focus, possibly. You're trying to do too much. You need to focus. You need to do less, but do a few things well. You need to go deep, not broad. Then, of course, I talked about how if you must do multiple things, then you need to delegate and automate. And I talked a little bit about some of my learnings around delegating and automating. So I do advise that you listen to that episode if you haven't listened before. Take your notes and, of course, apply your learnings. And let's go on to part two. So today I'm hoping to conclude on this episode, and I would like to touch on 3 points, maybe 4 if we have time, on reasons why I think you are overwhelmed. And I will make my suggestions and share my own experiences along those lines. So let's do this. Let's go. So the fourth reason why I think you are overwhelmed is a new age problem. It's what I call information overload. Information overload. If I talked about you doing too much before, in this case, I'm talking about you knowing too much, getting too much information. And that in itself can cause overwhelm and definitely cause anxiety. I don't want to say it's not your fault, but really it's a digital age problem, because you and I both know that we are bombarded with vast amounts of information from various sources, news outlets, social media platforms, online resources. There is this constant influx of information, and it can overwhelm our senses and even our cognitive capacities. It makes it difficult to filter through what is actually essential, what you actually need, what is practical, and what is just fluff, what is just information, you know. And a lot of us take pride in knowing many things. We take pride in our ability to research. We take pride in our ability to always be on top of news. In fact, in this new age problem, there's also something called FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Fear of being able to contribute to conversation, particularly on a current affair or a current trend. So FOMO is also a form of anxiety, and it's also a form of exactly what I'm talking about now, which is information overload. You're trying to be a part of the conversation. And if you are conversant with all the craziness that goes on Twitter, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. You want to be part of that tweet. You want to be part of that conversation. You want to feel like you're in the know. And in all of this, you are gathering information that is not particularly useful to you. One thing I know about information overload is that it can paralyze you. Because while you can gather a lot of information just by reading tweets and the online resources and all the news networks and all of that, there is a limit to how much of this information you can actually apply. How much is actually useful and how much is applicable in a practical sense to your situation. So the question is why? Why are you taking on so much information? Behind this habit of taking on information is also our need to prepare. And this whole over-preparing, right, it also prevents us from achieving. Because the more information you get about what you've done or what you haven't done or how you should do it, the more time it seems to buy you from actually achieving and performing. Does that sound familiar? In practical sense, in real life, you don't need to know too much. You know, you don't need to know too much and you don't need to do too much. You only need to do a few things very well and it will take you to the next level. It will move you forward, right? So if, for instance, you want to write a book, there are several genres, many, many genres. And you can get bogged down with trying to find a particular genre that you think is a good fit for you. You know what? That is a fantastic thing to do. But while you are doing that, why not write the first chapter? All you should do today is try to write the first chapter of your book. By the time you are done with your book, don't worry, we'll figure out what genre it is, right? But in your bid to box yourself into this genre situation, you keep researching and researching. For some of us trying to write a book, we are looking for a publication. We are looking for a traditional publishing house to pick up our manuscript. That is fantastic to do that, right? But while you're doing that, maybe continue writing your manuscript. And if you're done with your manuscript, maybe explore self-publishing. There is always a way. But overexposing yourself to too much information, which leads you trying to prepare too much, which intimidates you into thinking you don't know enough, which makes you feel as if you're never ready, it's a slippery slope. So that is one of the reasons why I think you're overwhelmed, is information overload. And the way to get past that is, you know what? Stop overwatering the garden. That's what I call it. I say you're overwatered. Stop overwatering the garden and do what you can with what you know. Start from where you are, right? You know what happens when you overwater a seed? It eventually gets overwhelmed and fizzles off, dies off. So that's number one. Or number four, if you're counting from the last podcast. Number two, or number five, the reason why you're overwhelmed is because, this is a good segue to this next point, you're setting unrealistic expectations. Yeah, that's it. You are setting unrealistic expectations. You know what? I am guilty of this. And I think many of us are guilty of this. And we should all repent. Because what happens when you set unrealistic expectations is that whatever it is you do achieve, you don't acknowledge, you don't celebrate, and you're always looking for, you're always pushing the goalpost, always looking to do more than you are equipped to, or you are ready to, or within the context of time, you haven't given enough time for.
Okay. So that is one big reason why you're overwhelmed. You have unrealistic expectations, you know. You see, when we set expectations that are too high or unattainable, we set ourselves up for failure and we increase our stress levels. This can happen in various aspects of our lives, in our work lives, in our relationships, and of course with our personal goals. For those of us who are trying to lose weight, for instance, you understand this all too well, right? You start a diet or a healthy regimen or a healthy routine today, and in a week you're expecting to lose 10 kg and you're disappointed because you haven't. And of course that disappointment makes you demotivated, and for some of us you believe this thing is not going to work anyway and you drop the habit altogether. You know, meanwhile, the goal is to get healthy, and the benefit of healthy habits, one of the benefits is weight loss. Healthy habits don't change in a minute. You have to pace yourself. You have to do these things slowly. So, you know, I'm using the example of weight loss because I know it's one we have all experienced. But it's the same thing for your career, and it's the same thing for your relationships. You know, it's the same thing for your personal goals, whatever they may be. Don't set unrealistic expectations. You know what happens when you set unrealistic expectations? Apart from the fact that you always feel like a failure, you miss out on the joy of what you have actually achieved. Because for everything you have achieved, it is worth celebrating. And for everything you achieve, there are people who are looking at that and aspiring for that. So you are missing out on the joy of that which you have actually done because you have set these highfalutin expectations that are not realistic. I know at the core of setting unrealistic expectations is comparison. You are comparing yourself with somebody else's achievement. You are comparing yourself with somebody else's reel on Instagram, somebody else's highlight on social media. You are comparing yourself with somebody else who might be better equipped to achieve, have more experiences, has a different reality than you do. I know that at the core of unrealistic expectations is comparison, and comparison kills. So what do you do? Whatever it is that you have achieved, take a minute to be grateful for that journey and to be grateful for that accomplishment. Take a minute to just be silent and think back at that achievement. Lean into it and be thankful for it. I also want you to give yourself a physical pat on the back, as far as your hand will let you. Give yourself a pat on the back, right, for what you have actually achieved. Last thing I want you to do is seek out mentees. Seek out students. Seek out people that you can teach what you know and what you have learned in your journey to what you have accomplished. Then you will realize that everybody is a teacher, and there are always people who are looking to what you have achieved as their own goalpost. If you don't do this, if you keep setting these unrealistic expectations and you don't acknowledge what you have achieved and pace yourself on your journey to your next achievement or goal, you will constantly live a life of stress and live a life where you rid yourself of the joy of the moment, and a life of comparison, which, like I said in earlier on, kills. So please do that for me, right? Lean into gratitude and pace yourself. We're almost done. The sixth reason why you are overwhelmed, and this might be my favorite. The sixth reason why you're overwhelmed is because you are not scheduling rest and play. Yeah, you're not scheduling rest and play. You know, we schedule work. We do that a lot. We schedule work. We all schedule work. We have appointments. We have our diaries packed full of work commitments and work appointments. Well, have you ever looked at your diary and seen an appointment for play or relaxation? It's unlikely that there's one there, because if you're like me, you know, play and relaxation is something that, you know, if there is room for it, then it happens, right? It's not something you schedule, and you must schedule it, especially in today's fast-paced world. You know, we are all neglecting to prioritize rest and leisure. You know, when you don't prioritize rest and leisure, burnout and overwhelm is inevitable. It's unavoidable, right? You know, scheduling regular periods of rest and play is essential. It's essential to maintaining both your physical, your mental, and your emotional well-being. What rest does is that it allows your body and your mind to recharge. That's what rest does. But play, and this is the one that I'm trying to be more intentional with, play provides opportunities for creativity and enjoyment. Enjoyment. It's not just about work, 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 right? You know, when you prioritize rest and play, there are numerous benefits. You know, top of that list is it reduces stress levels. It increases energy and focus. It improves your mood. It enhances your overall quality of life. You know, so be intentional. Be intentional about scheduling activities that bring you joy and relaxations. And this will help you manage overwhelm and also help you cultivate a healthier work-life balance. This is super duper important. I want you to do that this week. Can you do that? I'm trying to do that myself, you know. This week I have scheduled a lunch date with a dear friend of mine. It's penned down in my diary. I'm taking my friend out for lunch. She had a birthday celebration, landmark birthday celebration that I missed. And I have penned down taking her out to lunch for Tuesday. I have shut down everything around that time. And this is what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to enjoy myself, right? You know what? You deserve it, don't you? You deserve some rest and relaxation. You deserve some play. You know, some of us have the rest bit locked down. Like, we're happy to stay at home, locked in our room, and just have a nap or listen to music or whatever. I know what that is, amazing. But how many of us have actually scheduled play? How many of us are awakening the child in us to do something fun? I know I haven't. And I will try. And if I'm committing to try, I want to invite you to commit to try as well. So this week, schedule rest, schedule relaxation, schedule play, right? Try and do one or all of these three, and you will be surprised. Your stress levels, your overwhelm will begin to reduce, right? I think we are done. We're done. So let's do a quick recap. Some of the reasons why you're overwhelmed. You know, I mentioned that one of the reasons why you're overwhelmed is because you have unrealistic expectations. You know, that's a major one. I also mentioned that one of the reasons why you're overwhelmed is because you have information overload. So maybe you want to delete that Instagram app or that news app or that Twitter app for a while. You know, the information you have right now will do you for some time. So maybe you don't need that 100th tweet. Maybe you don't need to be glued to the news channel all day. You know, maybe you don't necessarily need to be on top of all of the news, right? Because we do know that right now there's so much bad news out there. It's almost as if it's not bad news, it doesn't make the news, right? So information overload. And then, of course, I talked about why you are stressed and overwhelmed because you are not intentionally scheduling rest, relaxation, and play, right? So do all these things, you know, whichever one of them you are guilty of. And if you are like me, to an extent, you're guilty of them all. You know, I want you to self-correct this week. I want you to take a look at each of them and do one thing to correct this bad habit, whichever one they may be. You know, for some of us, maybe just take one. You know, you don't want to take the whole thing on and then get overwhelmed. So if all you're going to do this week is schedule play, schedule rest, that's plenty. If what you're going to do is manage your information overload by deleting an app, right? That is awesome. If what you're going to do is by managing your expectations and giving yourself, you know, a longer expectation, a longer time to deliver, right? Maybe that is something that would help. So you might not be able to do all of this at once, but if you can somehow manage to do that, that would be great. But pick one definitive thing that you're going to crack this week and go for it. All right. That is it. We made it to the 20-minute mark. That is it for today. Thank you so very much for listening. Please share this final episode with a friend. Share it with your network. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know how you are managing your overwhelm or burnout. And let me know how this episode has helped. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.